Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of FYI, I Am Damage. Thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for listening to another episode. I know it's not at midnight, but you know, it's that's part of the topic today. It's I don't know. It's anxiety. I mean, it's running, if no one has experience with a podcast or they know somebody who is running one and you see them go through it, depending on what it is, maybe they're a natural with it, maybe they're not, and they're just trying to put one foot in front of the other like I am. Yeah, it's, even though it's a passion project, it is very anxiety-inducing. Not in a bad way, but, well, anxiety is always bad, but it's not debilitating, let's put it that way. So, dealing with it and getting everything rolling, trying to get, you know, the right people, put out the right message. You know what I compare it to? And for all my sci-fi fans, it's like the alien. The chest buster. Like, you feel it right behind your chest plate. You feel it, a lump that's about to just fucking explode in your chest. And I guess when it gets to that point, it just, maybe it's grown to the point where it is going to start affecting you. But I don't have a history of debilitating anxiety. It's just in the moment, being older, having more responsibility, you know, when you're in a serious relationship, in a marriage, you have kids, you have a home you have to take care of, you have family members that you need to deal with, whatever the case may be, whatever is on your plate, that it just takes more time, more resources, more of your mental energy, physical energy, spiritual energy. It just pulls on that and it twists it. And, you know, somebody asks you something, somebody asks you for something, somebody asks you to do something. And it feels like a lump in your chest, a lump in your gut, and you just, it throws your brain into a tizzy. It just, you feel this rush, this wave, and not in a good way. And yeah, I just had one of those moments today. But it's mainly podcast related. It's mainly wanting to make sure, you know, I stay on message, wanting to make sure that I start putting it out there, making sure that the people who I want to have on, and not just to fill space, not just to put out an episode, but, you know, I see the value in people's journey, in people's situations, in people's strengths that they want to share with people. And sometimes this has, I've had an issue with someone who, you know, I really want to get on, a very charismatic person, someone who, you know, will touch on a topic that I haven't touched on, and we had to reschedule. And wanting to get more people, wanting to get a variety, you know, when you're dealing with something like this, you have to lean on your resources, you have to do your best to go with what you know and who can help you and just the people around you. That's how it normally starts. It's always with the people you have, the resources you have readily available before you start branching out to the unknown and hopefully to whatever, you know. That growth, it's tough. It's growing pains, especially when you know you have a good idea, especially when you know you have something that it's not a selfish type of deal. It's not redundant. It's not something that you find that it's cookie cutter, you know, and going, you know, having a weekend to decompress, to travel, you know, shout out to Boston, you know, had a wonderful time there and, you know, stayed at a nice hotel with the family, kids played in the pool. We had a good time, had some other family members come over, you know, just, hey, come through, jump in the pool. And, you know, wife had a good time, kids had a good time, and, you know, I'm happy that they did. And, you know, it's on the ride back, just having, you know, a long discussion with my wife about, you know, ideas for the podcast, how long is it going to be, are we doing seasons, you know, and this, all that stuff came up. Had a good offer from, you know, an old college friend who works, you know, for a city agency, and, you know, just to be out there doing summer, what do you call those, just being out there to the public, and having a booth out there, and, you know, trying to get that going, and so much things, and on top of all the everyday things. So yeah, sometimes they say doing something you love, which I turned out, I fucking love this. Love talking to people, love picking people's brains, love pulling out the message that I want to get out and to help other people. But having that all out there, doing that, putting things in motion on top of, you know, everything else, it's work. It's a lot of mental lifting. It's a lot of stress, a lot of planning when you just want to, you know, sometimes I want to come home. It's the, you know, summertime. I come home. I want to start cutting the grass. I want to start, I just want to relax. And, you know, when it's a really good day, you know, sunny day, hot day, you know, maybe grill, get the kids out of the house, and you get home, nothing gets done, and you're like, fuck, and you try and plan for it, and, you know, when you plan, God laughs, as the saying goes, and I guess I'm a fucking comedian, because he's laughing all the time with me, you know, but listening to the podcast I listen to, you know, I'm basically, I'm a grandkid to these podcasts. And meaning, a lot of people have come out with it, those that stuck with it, which is, I think, true. The message is just, you know, be consistent. Put stuff out there. Who cares if you fuck up? Who cares if, you know, you have a bad episode, or people just don't get it, or people let it affect them the wrong way and don't bother to hear the person creating this, what the message is. You know, I can take offense to it, I can have it rub me the wrong way, but fuck that. I believe I'm putting it out the way I want to. I want to keep this going out there, and you can't be on message with everyone. You can't do that. That's, you know, I'm letting that go so it doesn't affect me. But a lot of the things that kind of, I guess, bring on the anxiety is, you know, I didn't think this was gonna work. I didn't think it was gonna be appealing. Maybe everybody that knew me and I asked if they want to listen to it, and they do, you know, they were just being nice. So somebody could tell you, don't doubt yourself, don't put yourself down, or all this type of stuff, but it is going to happen. But it's, and to those people that told me that, you know, thank you. It's, I'm not disregarding you trying to give me advice to get me out of some little semi-spiral, But, you know, my wife knows all too well, and I'm glad I can vent to her. I'm glad I can let her know that, you know, look, this is how I'm feeling sometimes. But I go through my feeling, I write it out, and I express it. You know, that's one of the things that helps me with the anxiety. That's one of the things that, you know, helps me get it off my chest. Just, you know, breathe, deal with it, and do what I can to understand that, you know, I have something good here. But as with anything, whatever you have that's good on your plate that means the world to you, whether it's something you're doing, someone you have, or whatever, you have to work at it regardless of where it goes sometimes. You know, it's real easy to just let something fly away than just keeping it there, but keeping it there not chained up. You know, I have to put in the work. Other people have to put in the work. And no one sees that. No one sees the work that gets put in there. But people want that work, that effort to be acknowledged. And I'm no exception. You know, it can drive me fucking crazy that, you know what, how hard what I do, it just doesn't get acknowledged. Or it doesn't get seen by other people. But then, I don't know. I don't know if it's just a little bit of ego stroking or whatever. And it being acknowledged helps certain people if it's coming from the people that matter to that person. You know, husband to wife, wife to husband, parent to child, whatever. You know, good friends. That they see you, they see more than what's on the outside. They see more than just the basic shit. They look at you, they see everything about you. So they know, they tell the differences. They know that it's, they know that something's up, good or bad. They address the bad, they help work on it. And they praise the good. Hey, you're smiling more. You're laughing. You're just have a general good disposition. And they love it. And it lifts them up. And they notice it. And they say something. How hard is it? Why is it so hard for somebody to say, you know what? How good you're feeling makes me feel good. I'm glad you're feeling good. I'm glad that, you know, you're making me feel good. And, you know, let's have a good day. Let's keep it going. Let's make good memories so that when the bad time comes, we know we can lean on each other because we had the good times to reflect on. But when nobody has that, it weighs on them. It weighs on them. And when they do have good feelings, when they do have good moments, it doesn't last. It doesn't last. They see it as temporary rather than trying to just keep it going. You have to have somebody foster that goodness that comes to your way, even if it's rare. You know, a lot of people are not happy for whatever reason. Maybe I could be a little bit too sensitive. And maybe I need to work on that. But why call out somebody's sensitivity when, if you call out them being happy and that it, you know, it makes them happy, maybe that does the opposite effect. You know, approaching them positively helps them grow that positivity, helps them get rid of that anxiety, helps them feel like, you know what, I don't have to feel this way all the time. Let me focus more on what makes me happy. Who makes me happy? What makes me happy? And if I don't have anything that makes me happy, what can make me happy? What can I do? That was a lot of things that I tried. There was a lot of things that, you know, that just, it was just too much work. It was just too much effort. It was just too much of me pouring in all my time and resources to see if it'll make me happy and don't get shit from it. And then I was able to just think about it. And now I know what, you know, makes me happy. Well, I know what I can do that, you know, just makes me want to grow as a better person. That helps me realize that, you know what? These little bullshit habits, these little bullshit things that come up that's so negative for my body, my mind, you know, my heart, that I can fight it better. And anxiety is one of the things that has been hitting me so hard with dealing with the podcast. It's just, I'm able to fight it better. I'm able to understand that, you know what? You know, if I put in the work, if I put in all I can to this, even though I'm doing it not in a full-time way, I can still get enjoyment from it. I can still get fulfillment from it. You know, that's a cherry on top, but the main thing I want to do with it is to help people. Help people like myself who didn't have anyone with the same type of insight that they have of themselves, of other people. And rather than just point out the bullshit, point out the good. I've had so many, like, just closed-minded motherfuckers in my life that would rather point out the bad than say, you know what, yeah, I know about that bad shit, but what about that good shit? Point out the stuff that, hey, that's some good shit you're doing, check the bad shit, and just grow. What did you learn from it? What did you learn from the bad shit that's going to help the good shit? And don't just sit there fucking hyperventilating and thinking you're a bad person, thinking that this is who I am as a person. No, fuck that. That's not ingrained in you as a person. I hate that I feel anxiety, but it's a part of dealing with all the stuff that comes in your life. When things come up and up and up and up, and you get more things and you do more things, there's nothing wrong with having things, but just know that the stuff that you have that's precious to you, you hold on to those. And whatever is not precious to you, you know, you let that shit go. And you see the anxiety just start floating away because it's one less thing to worry about. One less thing. You know, they say, you know, closed mouth doesn't get fed. But you know what? A closed mind doesn't grow either. I don't, you know, I'm far away from having a closed mind, but one of the things that just restrict the growth of a mind is, one of the things is anxiety. That you're just staying there, you know, to the point of, you know, just fucking hyperventilating and how am I going to handle everything that's on my plate. You know what you handle on your plate that you get anxiety from? How do you do it when you have a fucking meal? Bite by bite. Handle your anxiety on your life plate. Bite by fucking bite. Whatever you don't want to eat goes in the garbage. I'm learning how to do that little by little. It's helping me manage myself a little better. It's helping me manage the damage I'm doing to myself in every fucking facet imaginable. Mentally, physically, you know, in my heart, in my soul, everything. You know, I don't rely on, yeah, I can take little lessons here and there from the people who I think are really in tune with knowing about life and about situations and about, you know, wanting to better themselves. I really hate those that just are outwardly trying to help people, but, you know, you just, I can't explain it. It's just, it's something in me that can see through a lot of bullshit from people that are trying to go to fucking guru status to help people. It's like, no, fuck that. Keep it real. Let people know that you can heal yourself because you're working on yourself, because there's certain parts of your life that are shit. There's certain parts of your life that, you know what, you're the fucking asshole. You have a shitty disposition sometimes. And it's like you go into a room, you shit on the table, and then you tell people, hey, how's everybody doing today? And leaving everybody with a sour fucking face because of your mood and your attitude. And that's happened to me too. You know, other people have set me off, other people's attitudes, other people's way of thinking that have a disregard for, you know, they have a selfish disregard for everybody else and, you know, want to be the swinging dick in the room. And I see that, I'm not as I was then as I am now. And like now I could just laugh it off and understand that, you know what, certain people are going to be the way they are. You're going to see their face, whatever they're going through. They're going to wear that emotion on their face. And I would let that get to me. I wore my heart on my sleeve. I've always trying to be helpful. And then I just got it that, you know what, certain people are just going to take that and rip it to shreds. They're going to want to feed off of that and just leave you with nothing. You know, all types of shit. All types of shit that if you don't have the mechanisms in place to deal with someone that just takes more than they give, even if they don't give at all, you know, I'm better able to deal with that now. You know, I know for the most part, I know what is, you know, more important to me. And, you know, my sanity is insanely important to me. Because when you go home and you take all that crap with you, it's not good for those around you. And, you know, I've given it, I've taken it, and, you know, I would only take that type of shit from, you know, the true people that I love. But, you know, it comes with a little caveat. If you're taking shit from somebody in whatever form or fashion, that's the person you're working it out with. That's the person that you know you have to help be a better person, because maybe they help you be a better person. You know, you there's certain people that you have to, you know, help get through that. And but not when it's at an abusive level. You know, you have to know when to draw the line. And you have to know that, but you have to recognize that if they're doing their best to revert from how they're feeling, or they're working on themselves, and they're doing it to be a better person, but they have their slip-ups. Everybody has their slip-ups. If you're not understanding of that, then why have people in your life? People are going to be, you know, little yo-yos, but if they're strong enough to work on it and make those changes, people do have the ability to change. People do have the ability to be better. But you can tell that if they have the... If you know in their eyes, they're constantly fucking up, but then you see the good, the changes that are coming through. It just takes time. We live in a time where we want everything to be so quickly done. If you didn't do this within a certain amount of time, what the fuck is taking so long? Who knows when. Nobody has a clock on when things can be done with a person's mentality, physicality, spiritually, whatever. It's ready when it's ready. A person can make themselves better and see it through, and then maybe you're the person that helps them gets better faster. You're the person that helps them just understands it quicker and appreciates it more, and they just feel that it's worth doing and it just accelerates the process. A team gets better when they practice together, not when someone is doing it alone. If they're doing it alone and they're doing it at their own pace, then it's going to be at a slower pace than it would be if you have that group mentality, that team mentality, even if it's a team of two or more. And then it shows. Better people make better people. And if everybody recognizes those that are going through something, that or just doesn't have a fucking funny disposition or a sunny disposition, whatever. If they're around people that understand that and can show them, hey, look, there's another side to just thinking this way. Hey, look, you know, let's go do some more stuff, you know, some more fun stuff. And little by little, that makes a better person because they have better people around them. And that takes that anxiety away of who am I as a person? Who are the people that I have around me? Are they helping me? Am I helping them? Are we guiding each other? Are we making ourselves better so that we show the children around us that we have together, making them a better person? Because it's all for them. Those are the parents that are listening to this. Understand that they see everything even though they don't say anything. So watch what you say around them. And show them through example. Show them through, you know, through trial and error. Talk to them. See what they say. You know, apologize for what they, you know, for what you said around them. And let them know that, hey, you know, people go through shit. And this is why. You know, I've been doing that little by little. I've been, you know, being a little bit more apologetic, knowing that, letting my kids know that, look, it's not weak to, you know, say sorry for what you did. Even though you did something that you didn't really agree with, get a little more in touch with your emotions, don't lash out, and all that. And it's tough for me. It's tough for me because, you know, not having people around me that were really in touch with their emotions at a young age, you know, everything's reactionary. Everything is, you know, you gotta wait so long and let time pass. You know, time does heal. But, you know, what if they're gone? What if somebody who you had issues with passes and you never resolve that? You have to imagine that you can resolve it with them, but that's all in your head. That's all something that you construct in your mind just to make yourself feel better about it, when you could have just went to them and, I feel this way, like, you know, we got to talk about this. I felt this way, you made me feel this way, or I think I made you feel this way, and, you know, let me know and we'll talk about it. You know, I love you. You know, let's get back to that good space. Because there's no space to get back to if they're not there or you're not there. And they're left wondering, well, you know, that's permanent. Where we left this relationship off at. Whether it's a friendship, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a family relationship, you know, cousins, brothers, sisters, all that stuff. You know, I have to deal with that too within my own family. You know, it's very tough when you're not connected to people you consider, you know, blood. And that makes me wonder it, you know. But then again, it's how do you approach that? Yeah, you can just straight up approach it. But who's to say that they're ready? But then again, if you put it out there, maybe they'll start working towards getting ready. So yeah. I wish I had somebody on. Wish I had a nice little interview. But you know, considering the Easter weekend, and hopefully you guys, everybody listening, had a good Easter. Just wanted to share my thoughts, doing what I said, you know, being consistent, and just, you know, doing some self-therapy and getting it off my chest. And, you know, I feel good about it, you know, just thinking it through before I got everything lined up to discuss. And, you know, I do feel better about it. I do feel that, you know, I can continue to work things out. May need to do it in a more professional manner. And, you know, just seeing how it goes. But, I love doing the podcast. I love putting this out for you guys. I love the responses. And by all means, if anyone there has anything to say, questions to ask, you know, people to recommend, I am reaching out to more people. I want to have more guests. I have certain people lined up for certain topics, and you know, I'm just chomping at the bit just to get it out there. You know, I love just putting my headphones on, thinking about the situation, thinking about the person, about how I think the interview would go, and creating the questions, and just getting everything lined up. And I appreciate all the help from my wife / producer, RG, I love you. It's, you know, you... Oh, man. It's just thinking about, you know, the suggestions she would make and the face I make with, like, you want to do what? What's the suggestion? And she must think I'm fucking nuts. But, you know, she's been amazing. And that's something that every person needs. Like, even if it's a little, trust me, a little support goes a long way. Oh, man. Especially when you're creating something from the ground up, just out of an idea, having that support, it means the world to a person. And it helps get past the stress of trying to structure this the way you want it, so that it doesn't get diluted. You don't basically sell out to, in certain ways, to just get things out there or compromise. You know, I don't want to compromise with my vision. I don't. And every time I feel like something comes up that would make me want to compromise, it just, then that anxiety comes back. And, you know, I stick to my guns. I say, fuck it. You know what? If it doesn't work out with a person, with a setup, with an idea, then move on to the next. And that's what I do. And it does help. It's no bullshit. One foot in front of the other. And don't stay stuck on something. If it'll happen, it'll happen. And it's been happening for me. And I just love it. I wish it was happening a little bit faster. But I'm dealing with it as it comes. You know. So thank you everybody for listening. And for this little quick episode. Thank you. I love you guys. You have any questions, by all means, please ask. You know anybody that might be a good fit for the show, who wants to display their strengths, for to help others, you know, by all means, please refer them and bring them my way. If not, I'll give me their information. I'll reach out to them. You know, I wanna hit different aspects. I wanna hit different topics. And you know what? Don't let the name fool you. You know, everybody's a little damaged, but if you have the strength to just tell your story on how you've dealt with that damage, then trust me, you're a perfect fit for the show. All right. So take care, guys. Be safe. Love you. And FYI, I am damaged.